the preacher is to do one thing, and that's to preach. Now then, I'm going to say something else because I'm going to be true. You have no right, under the sun to be connected with Hollywood in any way. Not in any way. Your calling's too important. I don't even know whether you have a television set, but if you do, you don't have any more right to a television set as a preacher than you would a dozen rattlesnakes in your living room. You have to apologize to everybody that's spiritual in your church for viewing and say, well, I just don't watch it. I never watch it. You know you're lying. You do watch it. If you got one, you're going to watch it. Now, if that throws a chill over the service, I'll trust God to warm it up a little bit. I'm sick and tired of preachers having to apologize for everything they do. They ought not to live apologetic lives. Amen. Listen, 35 years ago when I started preaching, there wasn't a man of God on the face of this earth that didn't give an altar call for anybody that went to the movies and said, come out of them. But it's a little different now, isn't it? And those same old movies, except they're a lot dirtier now. Amen. The filthiest movies that ever invaded their home are in the homes today. You wonder what's wrong with the American home? I'm mopping up after a bunch of worldly mothers and daddies that let Hollywood come in and take the place of the family altar. And the Hollywood to me is the devil's family altar. Amen. And a preacher, I said you ought to live head and shoulders above everybody else. Another thing, you're going to go off revival meetings? How many children do you have? One. Well, the devil will get that one. If you leave a television set behind, and if you leave your children and leave your home, as far as I'm concerned, I believe it's time for God's preachers to live pure and sanctified and holy lives. Don't waste your time, Brother Al. It's all you've got between you and the undertaker and the end of the trail. Now, if that's non-progressive, call it what you will. At least I've been consistent for 35 years. And I'm not going to betray my call to preach at this late hour. And you mentioned something about the judgment seat of Christ a while ago. And I believe we're going to have one. And that's where you're going to give an account. And I'm going to give an account for my convictions and my practices as a Christian. I've had two preacher's sons to come lately. And I've gotten calls from two other preachers. And I'm supposed, and I just thought about it, I'm supposed to go through a city tomorrow and deal with a man, and he's a preacher, about his son. That's five preacher's sons. And I sympathize with them. But so far as I know, Hollywood is in every living room of every one of those homes. And one of those preacher's sons threw his own mother on the bathroom floor and made an attack on her. And he said, mother, I was watching the television set that Daddy brought home when I lost control of myself. Now you look just as pious as you can. I'm going by the dirty, black, stinking record of the enemy of all righteousness. The enemy of the church, the enemy of the home, the enemy of the schoolroom, the enemy of the young people, the enemy of society. Say what you will. I'd like for it to be different, but since it's not, I'll tell the truth on it. And I intend to continue to do it. And only God could cause my ministry to survive after telling people what I tell them about sin. But sin's still sin. And Brother Al, don't expect God to bless you unless your own personal life is right before the Lord. I wish I could encourage you to spend your time and start your day in Bible reading and prayer every morning. Close out your day every day with the Word of God. In the night watches, we're to meditate upon the Lord and think of Him. And let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus.